9. They probably thought she couldn't hear them, her parents bickering in the living room downstairs. Pip listened through the crack of her bedroom door. Mom wasn't happy that Pip was spending so much time on schoolwork instead of enjoying summer break. She thought that obsessing over Andy Bell was unhealthy and they should discourage it. Then Dad wasn't happy that Mom wouldn't give Pip the space to make her own mistakes, if that's what they were. Pip closed her bedroom door. She knew their argument would burn out soon, and she couldn't dwell on it. She had an important phone call to make. She had messaged both of Andy's best friends last week. Emma Hutton had finally replied a few hours earlier with a phone number, saying she didn't mind answering just a few questions in a recorded interview around 8 o'clock. When Pip told Ravi this, he'd texted back with a whole page of shocked face and fist bump emojis. She glanced at the clock on her computer taskbar. It stood stubbornly at 7:58 p.m. Pip's knee bounced impatiently against her desk as she waited another whole minute. Then she started her recording app and dialed Emma's number, her skin prickling with nerves. It picked up on the third ring.
"Hello?" said a high voice.
"Hi, Emma, this is Pippa."
"Oh, yeah, hi. Hold on, let me just go up to my room."
Pip listened to the sound of Emma's feet skipping up a flight of stairs.
"Okay," she said. "You said you're doing a project about Andy?"
"Sort of, yeah. About the investigation into her disappearance and the media's role in it. A kind of case study."
"Okay," Emma said, sounding uncertain. "I'm not sure how much help I can be."
"Don't worry. I just have a few basic questions about the investigation as you remember it," Pip said. "When did you find out she was missing?"
It was around 1 o'clock that night. Her parents called both me and Chloe Birch. We were Andy's best friends. I said how I hadn't seen her or heard from her and told them I would call around a bit. I tried Sal that night, but he didn't pick up until the next morning."
"Did the police contact you at all?" asked Pip.
"Yeah, Saturday morning. They came by to ask questions."
"And what did you tell them?"
"Just the same as I said to Andy's parents, that I had no idea where she was. She hadn't told me she was going anywhere. And they were asking about Andy's boyfriend, so I told them about Sal and that I'd just called to tell him she was missing."
"What did you tell them about Sal?"
"Well, only that at school that week, they were kind of fighting. I definitely saw them arguing on that Thursday and Friday, which was out of the ordinary. He seemed super mad about something."
"What about?" Pip asked. It was suddenly clearer to her why the police might have wanted to interview Sal that afternoon.
"I don't know, honestly. When I asked Andy, she just said that Sal was being a little bitch about something."
"Oh," she said, taken aback. "So Andy didn't have plans to see Sal on the Friday?"
"No, she didn't have plans to do anything, actually. She was supposed to stay at home that night."
"How come?" Pip sat up a little straighter.
I don't know if I should say."
"Don't worry," Pip tried to hide the desperation in her voice. "If it's not relevant, it won't go on my project. It just might help me better understand the circumstances of her disappearance."
"Okay, well, Andy's little sister, Becca, had been hospitalized for self-harming several weeks before. Her parents had to go out, so they told Andy she had to stay in and take care of Becca."
"Oh," was all Pip could think to say.
"Yeah, I know, that poor girl. And still, Andy left her alone that night. Only looking back now can I understand how difficult it must have been having Andy as an older sister."
"What do you mean by that?"
"It's just, I don't want to speak ill of the dead, you know, but I've had 5 years to grow up and reflect on everything. And when I think back to those times, I don't like the person I was at all. The person I was with Andy. Was she a bad friend to you? Pip didn't want to say too much. She needed to keep Emma talking. Yes and no. It's really difficult to explain. Emma sighed. Andy's friendship was very destructive, but at the time, I was addicted to her. I wanted to be her. You're not going to write any of this, are you? No, of course not. Small lie. Okay, so Andy was beautiful. She was popular. She was fun. Being her friend, being someone she chose to spend her time with, it made you feel special, wanted. And then she would flip and use the things you were most self-conscious about to cut you down and hurt you. And still, we both remained by her side, waiting for the next time she would pick us up and make us feel good again. She could be amazing and awful, and you never knew which side of Andy was turning up at your door. I'm surprised my self-esteem even survived. Was Andy like that with everyone? Well, yeah, with me and Chloe anyway. Andy wouldn't let us go over to her house much, but I saw the way she was with Becca, too. She could be so cruel. Emma paused. I'm not saying any of this because I mean that Andy deserved what she got. No, no, that's not what I mean at all. No one deserves to be murdered and put in a hole. I only mean that appreciating now the kind of person Andy was, I can understand why Sal snapped and killed her. She could make you feel so high and then so low. It was bound to end in tragedy, I think. Emma's voice shuddered, slipped into a wet sniff, and Pip knew the interview was over. Okay, I won't keep you. Those were all my questions. Thank you so much for your help. Sorry, Emma said. I thought I was over everything. Guess not. No, I'm sorry for making you go over it all. Actually, I messaged Chloe Birch for an interview too, but she hasn't gotten back to me yet. Do you two still talk? No, not really. Like, I'll text on her birthday, but we definitely drifted apart after Andy and then leaving school. I think we both wanted it that way, really. A clean break from the people we were back then. Pip thanked her again, hung up, and stopped recording. She exhaled and just stared at her phone for a minute. She knew that Andy had been pretty and popular. Social media had made that perfectly clear. And she knew that people like that sometimes had their hard edges. But she hadn't expected this. That Emma could still resent herself after all this time for loving her tormentor. Was this the real Andy Bell, hidden behind that perfect smile, behind those sparkling pale blue eyes? Everyone in her orbit so dazzled by her, so blinded, that they hadn't noticed a darkness that might have lurked beneath. Not until it was too late. Pippa Fitz-Amobi, August 23rd, 2019. Capstone Project Log, Entry 11. Update. I tried to look up the owner of the car with the license plate number 009KKJ. Ravi was right. You can't look up owner information through the DMV. I guess that particular lead is dead. So, back to the task at hand. I just got off the phone with Chloe. Transcript of interview with Chloe Birch. I'm sparing myself from typing the interview intros from here on out. They're all the same, and I always sound awkward. Chloe, my first question is, how would you describe Andy and Sal's relationship?
Yeah, good. He was nice to her, and she thought he was hot. Sal always seemed calm and chill. I thought he would mellow Andy out a bit.
Why would Andy have needed mellowing out?
Oh, just because she always had some drama going on.
And did Sal mellow her?
No.
But they were serious?
I guess so. Define serious?
Well, were they sleeping together?
Wow, school projects have changed since I left. Why on earth would you need to know that?
Did she not tell you?
Of course she told me. And no, they weren't, actually.
Oh. Was Andy a virgin?
No, she wasn't.
But she and Sal were exclusive, right?
Yeah, obviously.
So who had she...
Look, Andy liked her secrets, okay? They made her powerful. She got a thrill out of me and Emma not knowing certain things, but she'd dangle them in front of us because she liked us to ask.
Like
where she got all her money from. She would just laugh and wink when we asked.
Money?
Yeah. That girl was always shopping, always had a load of cash on her. And in our final year, she told me that she was saving up to get lip fillers and a nose job. She never told Emma that, just me. But she was generous with her money, too. She'd buy us makeup and stuff and always let us borrow her clothes. Then she'd pick her moment at a party to say something like, "Oh, Chloe, looks like you've stretched that. I'll have to give it to Becca now." Sweet girl.
Where did her money come from? Did she have a part-time job?
No. I told you, I didn't know. I just assumed her dad was giving it to her.
Like an allowance?
Yeah, maybe.
So when Andy first went missing, was there any part of you that thought she had run away to punish someone? Maybe her father?
Andy had things too good to want to run away.
But was there tension in Andy's relationship with her dad?
I don't see how that can be relevant to your project. Look, I know I've been flippant about her, and yeah, she had her flaws. But she was still my best friend who got murdered. I don't think it's right to be talking about her personal relationships and her family, however many years
no,
later.
No, you're right. Sorry. I just thought if I knew what Andy was like and what was happening in her life, I could better understand the case.
Yeah, okay, but none of that is relevant. Sal Singh killed her, and you're not going to get to know Andy from a few interviews. It was impossible to know her, even when you were her best friend.
I apologize and try to bring us back on topic, but Chloe is done. I thank her for her help before she hangs up. Well, that ended abruptly. I guess even though Emma and Chloe both think they've moved on, they still haven't quite broken free of Andy's hold. Maybe they're even still keeping some of her secrets. I certainly struck a nerve when I brought up Andy's dad. And a clue to another possible secret. Chloe's reaction when I asked if Sal and Andy were exclusive. I assumed she'd answer that, yes, of course they were. And she did, but she paused first. She stumbled, and then started talking about Andy and her secrets. Is there something there? Is it possible that Andy was secretly seeing someone else behind Sal's back? Did Sal find out, and that's why they were arguing? Does this explain Sal's last text to Andy before she disappeared? "I'm not talking to you till you've stopped." I'm not a police officer, and this is just a project. I can't make Emma or Chloe tell me anything. And these are the kinds of secrets you only share with your best friends, not some random girl doing her capstone project. Oh my God. I've just had a horrible, but maybe brilliant, idea. Horrible, and probably stupid, and definitely, definitely wrong. And even so, I think I have to do it. I'm going to catfish Emma, pretending to be Chloe. I have that pay-as-you-go SIM card I used on vacation last year. If I put that in my phone, I can text Emma pretending to be Chloe with a new number. It might work. Emma said they lost contact, so she might not realize. And it might not work. But I have nothing to lose, and maybe secrets to uncover, and a killer to find. Hey, Em. It's Chloe. I got a new number recently. So this kid from FV just called me asking questions about Andy for a project. Did she call you too? XX.
OMG, hi. Wave emoji. Yeah, she did, a couple days ago. It made me get a bit emotional about everything again, TBH, X.
Yeah, well, Andy had that effect. You didn't tell her anything about Andy's love life, did you?
I'm guessing you mean the secret older guy, not Sal?
Yeah.
No, I didn't tell her.
Yeah, me neither. I always wondered if Andy had told you who it was, though.
Nah, you know she didn't. Only thing she said was that she could ruin him if she wanted to, right?
Yeah, she liked her secrets.
I'm not even sure he existed, TBH. She might have just made it up to seem more mysterious.
Yeah, maybe. This girl was asking about Andy's dad as well. Do you think she knows?
Maybe. It's not hard to work it out now. He married the whore, like, right after the divorce.
Yeah, but does she know that Andy knew at the time?
Don't see how she could. We were the only ones that knew. And Andy's dad, obviously. Anyway, why does it matter if she knows?
Yeah, you're right. I guess I still feel protective of Andy's secrets, you know?
I think it'd be good for you to try to let go more. I def feel better for distancing myself from everything Andy-related.
Yeah, I'll try. Hey, I've gotta go. I've got work early. But we really should catch up soon.
Yeah, would love to. Let me know if you're ever in the city. Thumbs up emoji.
Will do. Bye, XX. Holy moly. I have never sweated so much in my whole damn life. I almost lost it a couple of times, but I actually pulled it off. I feel bad, though. Emma is so nice and trusting. But hey, at least that means I haven't quite lost my moral compass. And just like that, we have two more leads. Jason Bell was already on the persons of interest list, but now he goes on in bold as suspect number one. He was having an affair, and Andy knew about it. More than that, Jason knew that Andy knew. She must have approached him about it, or maybe she's the one who caught him. That explains why their relationship was strained. And all this mysterious money Andy had, was it given to her by her dad because she knew? Could she have been blackmailing him? No, I shouldn't jump to conclusions. And the biggest reveal of the night, Andy was secretly seeing an older man during her relationship with Sal. So secret that she never told her friends who he was, only that she could ruin him. My mind goes immediately to that place, a married man. Could he have been the source of the secret money? I have a new suspect, one who would certainly have had motive to silence Andy for good. This is not the Andy I expected to find in my investigation. So far removed from that public image of a beautiful blonde victim loved by her family, adored by her friends. A victim taken too soon by her cruel, murderous boyfriend. But now that I'm scratching, that image is starting to peel away at the edges. I need to call Ravi. Persons of interest. Jason Bell, in bold. Naomi Ward, secret older guy. How much older?